much did it kill you to sit out two games yesterday? You're not a guy who likes to sit out games.
Yeah, it's boring from the bench, but it's cool to see the guys do their thing, and just glad to get back in there today.
What's your approach against Cole? I mean, he's, if not the best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in the league, but you guys took a lot of good at-bats against him.
Yeah, I mean, just try to lay off the edges and get something over the middle, right? I mean, things just be on time for the fastball and then try to adjust to the other stuff after that. And, I mean, he's a big competitor. That's why he has so much success. He can land four pitches for strike, sometimes five. And, he's tough, but I liked our swings off him.
Donnie, throughout your career, you profiled as a quality contact hitter, but throughout the first half, you've seen a significant jump in power. What did you do to establish that and then maintain it throughout the first half of the year?
I think last year was kind of like a big eye-opener for me. It's like, I was on the ground too much. Not necessarily trying to hit balls in the air, just trying to hit more balls on a line harder. Started looking at my body, how it was moving, changed how I was training in the off season, and I think I've been swinging a little bit earlier in counts, right? And I think that the slugging kind of jumps up when you can like get your pitch to hit rather than hit what they want you to hit.
How can you best describe Montgomery's performance today?
Oh, he's awesome. He attacking the zone, getting some swing and miss, getting weak contact. It was cool to see.
Do you remember at the end of the third inning, Goldie had a 10-pitch at bat. He fouled off five pitches in a row, and Cole was kind of fanning himself.
Yeah.
Did that kind of change the game, it seemed like?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime you can have a long at bat, whether it goes your way or not, I think it wears them down a little bit. If you can get in the bullpen a little sooner, if you can get to him a little sooner, and it's hot as heck out there. So I think just having him stay out there on the mound a little bit longer pays dividends.
Given where you guys are and the hill you've got to climb, how important is this last week before you guys get to a break?
The sense of urgency to win is there. Just win every pitch, and we'll just keep going.
What do you think has been working for you over the last month and change? You know, you've really hitting the ball really well, and starting off July with a good start right here.
This game is so crazy. It's a roller coaster, so I think trying to keep those lows not too low, and when you're high, just try to ride it as long as you can. But I think I like the work that's gone in. I think the routine's been consistent. I think the approach has been consistent, and I gain confidence through preparation. So I think if all those things are there, I can live with what happens out on the field.
What can a series win against the team on the other side of the Yankees do for this club? I know last year it helped you guys to one of your best months of the year.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, to win a series at home and then to go on the road. We got seven games before the All-Star break, and we're going to go play hard and like to finish on a high note before the All-Star break.